please be advised.
Spoiler alert episode. Spoiler.
Please be advised. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert.
Hey, everyone. You wanted a Justice League spoiler up? You got it.
Yes.
Buckle up for spoiler epiness.
We're going to spoil some shit.
Oh, Justice League style.
Yeah.
Tedious and not as fun.
No. No, it's all of those things.
Yeah, so.
But you know, again,
the guy,
better than Suicide Squad, better than Batman versus Superman,
yeah.
Better than Man of Steel,
yeah.
Better than, just a lot worse than Wonder Woman. So, you know, I want to start by this piece of trivia that we haven't talked about yet. In October of 2007, George Miller, who was originally going to direct the film.
Holy shit, would that be amazing.
Yeah, had cast the Justice League completely with DJ Cortrona as Superman, Armie Hammer as Batman.
No.
Model Megan Gale as Wonder Woman. Don't know who that is.
Maybe.
Rapper Common as Green Lantern. Yes. Adam Brody as Flash. Meh. Santiago Cabrera as Aquaman. Hugh Keyes Byrne as the Martian Manhunter. And Teresa Palmer as Talia al Ghul. And Jay Baruchel as Maxwell Lord. However, the film was shelved during production. I think George Miller would have been an excellent director for Justice League. Yeah.
That would have been fantastic. So that makes me sad.
Yes. I wonder what that movie would have looked like. The script's got to be online somewhere. Somewhere you can kind of take
a look. All right. We got to say this real quick. Spoiler up.
Yeah.
So we're going to reveal the ending and key plot points. If you haven't seen the Justice League movie...
Well, it's not a concern because there aren't any in this movie.
There's no plot points. There's no key plot points.
No.
We will reveal things that happened
yes.
on screen. Their relevance, that is up for debate.
Yes.
yeah. I mean, I know we just talked about it. We just talked about the regular episode.
I got to say, it's if we're going to put a positive spin on it, the best thing you can say is, like, it was better than the other ones. But, you know, the only way they could course correct this movies was try to make them more like Marvel movies, which was like, well, now it just feels like you were saying. Now it feels like a knockoff Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Because you got the guy that did Avengers to try to fix your Justice League movie.
I know, and that's the problem.
There are more people in Hollywood.
It's the same people doing the same things. And then even... The bad guy or whatever, I was just like, isn't this, didn't we have a big...
Isn't that the Balrog from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, exactly. Or just like, you know, Thanos or whatever, like, isn't just, why...
Well, also, this bad guy, it was literally, I don't think you could get a more one-dimensional villain. It was just a CG monster that was one of three boxes and wanted to blow everything up. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, wow.
The three boxes I didn't give a shit about.
I mean, when you look at even a movie like Spider-Man Homecoming, where you have Michael Keaton as the villain, where there was time to actually develop him,
right?
Learn some of those lessons where you can actually develop a bad guy and make it interesting. So, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'll give Joss Whedon a lot of credit. He did the best he could with what he had to work with, and I think... if we were going to give an award for most improved character, that would be Superman. You know, he really...
he's barely in it, though. Like,
But like I said, he had more dialogue there than he did, like, the last three movies. I really think that he put him on the right course. So I'm eager to see if the lessons were learned from this film and if the movies going forward will be a little more interesting. Will they be more Wonder Woman or will they be more... Batman versus Superman. So,
yeah, okay. So, do we want to talk? You want to talk about the ending and the stinger first?
Yes, let's do that. Mm-hmm.
So, there's one stinger, right? It's the Lex Luthor is shown to have broken out of prison and
yes.
celebrating the return of Superman on his yacht. Slade Wilson as Deathstroke is shown boarding the boat where Lex tells him that they should make their own team to combat the Justice League.
Right. So, I guess they're going to create the Legion of Doom. But it's also but I didn't even get excited. Like when you're watching the stinger, like a lot of times the stingers, Like, especially when Marvel first started doing them, they were like, you couldn't wait to see what the Stinger is.
Because they were going to reveal some cool new thing. Something's happening. Right. Like, oh, there's Nick Fury. What's he want?
Like,
you know?
Oh, we just found Thor's hammer.
Oh,
like,
shit.
That's going to be the next movie.
Because like, it was like, oh, God, Thor's coming then.
Right,
you're so
right.
pumped. And this is just like, I don't know. I just can't be this. I just feel like I'm watching... Just a watered-down Marvel movie. I'm just, like, they're just so chasing Marvel, you know? And the things they did do right in this movie, it's like Wonder Woman and you know...
I'll say Batman was even a little better.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, too. Like Batman was a little bit better. He was a little more...
They got the Flash right. And like I said, I think Superman was most improved. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the Superman I want to see.
But then I watch this movie and I just go, I just want to watch more Wonder Woman. It's like I just like the Wonder Woman movie. Now, I watched it again.
Now that's interesting.
About a week or two ago, and was like, man, this movie is fun.
Right.
It's really like it was like this movie is really solid. It's really good. The references to it in this film I liked. Mm-hmm. You know.
To be fair, you do love bad accents though.
But now I actually
all those women on I was like we will fight the their accent doesn't have to be from anywhere from their mythical island
Themyscira
we must fight for the Themyscarians or whatever I don't care.
And I felt like the Themyscarian accent changed depending on who was talking
of course whichever actress had it that day
right yeah
she
what Eastern European country they were from, that was the Themyscira accent for that.
What's your hey, actress, what's your impression of Prague? And they just go, ah, Themyscira.
Yeah.
I didn't care, though. Like, it's such an interesting storyline, and the Wonder Woman movie was so cool. And then, you know, the stuff with her was great.
Yeah.
When she's talking about, you know, she's been hiding out. Who is it? Is it Batman kind of calling her out, I believe, saying,
right.
You've been hiding out since World War I.
Right.
You know, you need to get in the game. Why don't you show who you are?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, your heart is broken from the man that you lost in World War I, but that's not, it's real here.
We're putting a team together.
We got to get involved. And so that was a really cool scene, and that dynamic between Wonder Woman and Batman I really liked.
Here was another really cool scene, too. Like, they don't really have a leader of the Justice League. And Batman has a great speech about raising Superman from the dead and how he's more human than I am. And that's exactly what those characters are and how they feel and what they would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can almost guarantee that was a Joss Whedon scene.
Right.
Yeah, because Zack Snyder never would put something like
that
in.
Yeah, and that was really cool. But then, I don't know, did the raising of Superman...
Well, you had to bring him back.
I know
Justice
you had to
League.
Bring him back, but like, why did you kill him in the last movie? Like, I'm sitting there going, why did you even kill Superman in the last movie?
Yeah, yeah.
It was so dumb.
Because now we're wasting time bringing him back in this
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. We got to spend 20 minutes putting the three boxes together or
right,
whatever.
To raise Superman in his amniotic fluid bath or something or whatever it is.
This is the problem. The Marvel Universe, everything is the interconnectedness.
It's calculated.
It's
more calculated.
It's so calculated. Yeah. This just feels like... Just slapped together.
And it's also, it was such a dumb thing to do because it's like, are you fooling anyone thinking that, oh, there's no going to be no more Superman?
I know. It was like, why kill the guy that you know is going to come back?
Right. And there's no emotional beat at all that you get from killing Superman.
No.
So.
It's like the three Dark Knight movies, right? The Christian Bale movies. The end of Dark Knight Rises. That's a great time. Like, is Batman dead? Dark Knight Rises, spoiler. You know, when he takes that thing and then they shoot that scene at the end where it's like, oh, he is alive, but he's going to have a life because Batman's dead now.
Right.
So him and Selina can actually live a life and Alfred sees them and just nods and it's like, wow, that was so cool. You can't just like kill... It's the second Superman movie or whatever. Like,
you're going to kill him there?
Kill him there and it's him fighting Batman? Like, no.
Yeah, and we know he's coming back.
We know he's coming back. Justice League is happening.
So one of the characters that did not get, and I didn't expect him to, that did not get developed more was Alfred, you know, and because he's been so woefully underdeveloped. Basically, he was a mechanic in the last in Batman
versus Superman. Well, that's the problem, too, with this. It's like... So Jeremy Irons is a fine actor.
Yeah.
what's his name? J.K. Simmons is fine.
Yep.
But the way
they don't do anything.
They don't do anything. They're not given anything to do. And the way they're dressed up, their wardrobe and their dialogue, I feel like I'm watching the Batman movies from the 80s and 90s. Like, it just seems like, oh, there's a two-dimensional Jim Gordon. There's a two-dimensional Alfred.
One of the things that made, one of Christopher Nolan's movies so good was that he gave all the characters something to do.
And they had such a heart.
Right. And they all, everything was interconnected. Like, you know, and it goes back to some of the source material of, I'm blanking. Long Dark Halloween, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Nolan pulled a lot from Batman Begins. He pulled a lot from the Dark Knight graphic novels. He pulled stuff from Killing Joke.
Right.
He pulled all this great stuff from all of some of the best Batman graphic novel series.
And put it together in a way that made sense.
Mm-hmm. The Jim Gordon in Batman Begins, that's the Jim Gordon from
Year One.
From Batman Year One.
Yeah.
You know, fighting the corruption of Gotham. He's got to work.
Right.
And how he's got to play the game. He can't be holier than thou with everybody because he's got to exist in that world. But yet he's not going to give up his morality.
Right.
And that's Gary Oldman played that so well.
Oh, definitely.
That scene in the car where he's like, you want a little taste? He's like, no, I'm good. And he's like, we're starting to warn. He goes, hey, I'm no snitch.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to snitch on other cops, but I'm not taking...
Right, I'm not taking the money either.
I'm not taking the money either. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing, and where J.K. Simmons is just like, this feels like the Commissioner Gordon from the Tim Burton movie.
Oh, no, he's a light switch operator. That's all he does. He turns the bat signal on and off. That's all he got to do in the movie.
He did a lot of lifting for that.
Yeah.
Those photos that came out.
So... You know, this movie, like I said, it got...
makes me want to watch The Flash and Arrow on CW.
Which are far more developed and far more interesting. And they're also an interconnected universe. Basically, they call it the Arrowverse. So all of these intertwine. In fact, next week, they're starting they have a crossover event that goes through all four shows. And it goes Supergirl... Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. And so it'll be one arcing story that goes through, so you get to see all the characters. Mm-hmm. And that's their version of the connected Marvel universe that we're not getting in the DC Cinematic Universe as much. But I will say this, like I said, I think the characters are going in the right direction. I think we were just in such, it's a big ship, so it's hard to change course. But I think we're going in the right direction now. I'm a little more excited to see the next Wonder Woman. A little more excited to see the next Superman. I'm a little more excited to see, you know, the Aquaman movie. I'm excited to see these characters. Now, not all of them will get their own movies, but I'm anxious to see, and I'm excited to see where they go from here, because I think there's potential now. I think we're not going in the wrong direction anymore.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I will agree with that. Like you say, this was
a course correction.
It was a decent course correction, and I think the reshoots and bringing Joss Whedon in, while it was very obvious and very oh, hey, Joss, just Marvel it up.
Yeah, just Avengers it.
Just Avengers,
you know that
it.
Thing you did with the Avengers? Yeah, do that here.
Sprinkle in some Avengers.
Because yeah, there's, you know, you and J.J. Abrams are the only people in Hollywood that we can trust with movies.
But you're right, though. I am cautiously optimistic about the future, because they clearly went, look what Wonder Woman, look how successful it was. Look how people loved it, thought it was awesome. If we can course correct, and the thing that we talked about in the regular episode of the massive complaints of don't make the movie too long. So the studio was 2 hours or less.
Yes.
Put their foot down on it, and that was smart.
Right.
So I think then you have the potential, because there were these glimmers of cool scenes that we talked about, the Wonder Woman Batman scene and Batman talking to the whole Justice League.
Right.
I'm hoping that these future movies they flush out the Aquaman, because the hipster tough guy Aquaman got a little old. There was one kind of cool scene where we meet him.
And he's kind of hiding out in this, Arctic town where were they? Where
fishing,
in Alaska or somewhere? Iceland
So there was glimpses in there that were intriguing for me of if we get past his all right, brother, we get past that, Maybe there is something interesting that they can do with Aquaman.
With the, being the King of Atlantis.
The King of Atlantis, and why is he hiding out there?
Right.
And all of that stuff. So, and again.
And talking to fish.
And talking to fish. So if we can get past some of that stuff, and the Flash was a little too like, gee whiz, mister, you know, quirky.
Right. He was Spider-Man-y.
He was so Spider-Man-y. I just felt like I was just watching carbon copies of.
Well, it's interesting, especially with, you know, the parallels between, you know, the movie and the TV show. Like, Billy Crudup plays Barry Allen's father, Henry, in the film. However, before appearing in the DC Universe, Crudup initially auditioned for and was a top contender for the role of Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins before Christian Bale was cast. However, also, this whole storyline
of... That would have been a completely different movie.
yeah, it totally would have.
I'd watch that.
Been. Like, the whole storyline gets explored much, much, much more in depth in the Flash TV series. Like, you know, there's a time travel plot, and, you know, the father is in jail for the murder, but really it was another speedster that came back from the future that killed the mother, and there's, like, all this thing, but then it turns out the Flash was there and tried to prevent it, and... You know, there's changing the timeline. There's all these great things that are going on in the story. But, you know, those scenes with the Flash and his dad in the movie just touch on everything. Like, right. it doesn't really show you, you know, where those storylines could go or where they've already been explored in the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the ending and where we see this.
Yes.
This particular... group going.
Now, the one big villain that was actually announced, like what happened was, you know, Steppenwolf works for Darkseid. Darkseid is the leader of Apocalypse. That's the planet that, you know, he's always fighting Superman and the Justice mm-hmm. League. Like, they literally mention him once. He's kind of like Thanos, like, you know, the big bad that's behind, you know, right. The villains, the behind the villain, behind the villain, behind the villain. He's the one at the end.
CEO of villains.
Yeah. So they mention him, and it's just like in a passing thing. So if you don't know who that is, it's like, well, who's he talking about? Because you never even see him. Like, I'm sure Brenton didn't know, like, that's who Darkseid was, because they literally mention him offhand, like as an offhand comment. But, you know, he's where all the parademons and all these other, you know, monsters from Apocalypse actually come from. So he's the ruler of that world.
Aaron Brungardt, yep. What did you think of this movie?
I have not seen it. I have no intention to see it.
You're not even going to see it?
Not even interested.
Mm.
Wow.
Maybe on Netflix or some other streaming provider that doesn't advertise here.
Yes.
yeah, I don't care at all. Like I was telling you guys off air, I saw Thor and I just didn't feel anything for the characters.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I might be superheroed out.
You might have superhero fatigue, huh?
I might be. I'm gonna see Black Panther for sure because that looks awesome.
But, yeah, and that'll be an interesting take. And I think that's a reasonable critique, because part of what I was feeling with Justice League was just like, yeah, I've seen this big
fights, big set pieces,
big
things blowing up,
big crazy monster, mm-hmm. quippy dialogue. You know, like I feel like I've seen this over and over, and that's why but it's why Wonder Woman was unique.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's why Doctor Strange was really unique. It's why I think we're all excited for Black Panther, because that's going to be a completely...
You know what's weird? I'm actually really excited about seeing like Andy Serkis' character in Black Panther. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's going to be hilarious mm-hmm. as like this, you know, this villain that's been searching for, you know, Black Panther's home. What's the name of Black Panther?
Wakanda.
And then, you know, that you see in the trailer, he gets broken out of prison, and like he looks like some crazy lunatic villain.
Wakanda, we've never seen it. It's never been on screen, mm-hmm. and it's a character that...
God, and I love Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
I just love Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman's great, but and also like Wakanda, we've never seen this before.
Right.
We've never seen this on a big budget, big screen, a depiction of this. The Black Panther character is so interesting, but was never... as popular as any of the Thor or any of these. So it's like the fact that this character is getting all this, this is going to be interesting. It's going to be a new thing, but just like big alien, bad guy, blow up, special effects, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder, I won, and it's like, I feel if we weren't doing a spoiler ep, I don't think I would have seen Justice League. I think I would have done what Aaron did.
You would have passed.
I would have just gone, eh, I'll just watch the next Wonder Woman and that's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to see Batman or Superman or any of these mm-hmm. other guys. I'll just watch the Marvel movies and I'll watch Wonder Woman.
Right.
is what I'll do.
Unless someone does like the Winter Soldier, where it's a genre shift almost. Like
right.
Where it's a spy caper instead. You know,
well, like, I think
that's the
coming.
Problem, though.
I think that's coming because they have to if they're going to stay, you know, at all interesting as films. Because you have a big disconnect where now Wonder Woman was the case of like it made a lot of money, mm-hmm. but it was also well loved by fans and critics and everyone really kind of like. I mean, obviously there were some detractors; some people didn't like it, but for the most part, the shift was. To this is a good movie and it's making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Whereas you have like a movie like Suicide Squad where they knew it was a shitty movie, but they poured so much marketing into it. Like right. we're gonna get all the money we can in the first couple of weekends, and it paid off. Mm-hmm. Suicide Squad made a lot of money. They greenlit the sequel, but not everyone liked it. You know, it got more more bad reviews and bad press than
I still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
You're not missing anything.
I'm not going to see the second one, and I'm not rushing.
Suicide Squad has one of those rare beginnings of the film where the movie starts and opens over and over for like 45 minutes before the movie actually starts. I'm like, oh, you're going to introduce these characters again? You're going to introduce these characters again? We're opening the movie again? Okay, it's 45 minutes in, and we've literally done nothing so far.
I did start watching it on HBO, and I think when it hit the second one, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm out.
The second introduction?
Yeah, the second introduction.
Yeah. Oh, it keeps going. Yeah. There's about four or five.
Well, that's the thing. The reason I can't get that behind these DC movies is I don't know that they're going to do what we've talked about of the genre shifts that Marvel has done. And that's what
right.
has kept the Marvel movies so intriguing. And that will be Marvel's downfall is if they stop doing that.
I think they know they're not going to.
Yeah, but nah. but that's the thing. It's like so.
I mean, look what they did with Thor. Like, you know, we already had two Thor movies that were basically Lord of the Rings movies mm-hmm. with a superhero. And
this
they
third des- one
they
was...
decided, like, you know what? We're not going to do that with the third one. We're going to take this formula. You know, I mean, Kenneth Branagh directed the first one, and we're going to give it to a comedy director, and we're going to make it like Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, that was a gamble. That was not something that we're like, okay, well, on paper, that may not work. But it did work, and it was fun, and it was interesting, and it was a gamble that paid off.
The reason it paid off, I would argue, is because they planned it out. Mm-hmm. They weren't in the middle of shooting and went, uh-oh, we better Deadpool this up. You know, we need to joke it up. It's like, no, they said from the beginning,
right.
it's going to be more of a comedy. It's going to be Hulk and Thor. They probably went to some source material again
yes,
when Planet Hulk, and mm-hmm. said, let's team these up. Let's make it a little funny. Because they've hired, like, Robert Downey Jr. is good at comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chris Evans is decent at it. You know what I mean? Like, they got actors. Mark Ruffalo... You know,
be hilarious.
He can be hilarious. They're not comics. They're not comedic actors, but they're strong enough actors that they have enough comedic sensibility that
they can pull it off
with a good director and a good script. They absolutely right. can, and they have, and they've proven it. So they were. While yes, it was a gamble, they were gambling with a proven model and
right.
thought out, and this universe that makes so much sense. And we take this universe in all these different genres and all these different directions. And I just feel like mm-hmm. DC. I hope. You're right. I hope this course correction, we're going to start to go, oh, like maybe there'll be two, three movies in a row. We go, oh, all
right,
DC's looking mm-hmm. okay. You know, like that's what I'm hoping.
And you know, another piece of trivia too, the superheroes are never actually referred to as the Justice League in the movie. Mm-hmm. But you know, in the Avengers, they had no problem saying the Avengers.
Yeah, we're the Avengers.
Yeah, you can say Justice League. It's okay. You can make a Hall of Justice.
And they plant such great seeds in the Marvel movies. Like, in Civil War, they're like, anybody got eyes on the big man, the green guy? Where's he at?
Right.
No one knows. No one knows where he was. And then the trailer for Thor comes out, and we go,
oh, that's where Thor and
where
Hulk were.
That's where
yeah.
they are. This is fucking rad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't know. I'm just like,
it is all planned out, and we're gonna see more and more. Now, one of the problems that Marvel can run into is that as we're going through the catalog, the characters can get more and more obscure. Like, you know, we're through a fair amount of the A-list mm-hmm. as of the Marvel characters. When you look at all of the different productions from the movies to the TV shows, you know, you're starting to go like what's the next Marvel movie that's coming out? Like Black Panther looks great, but again, it's a lesser known character. Mm-hmm. But you also have, I think, is Miss Marvel's coming out, right?
Well, Deadpool would be the one after.
Deadpool, yeah, Deadpool, but that's also Fox.
Yeah.
So I think, can you look up to see if Miss Marvel is coming out? There's definitely, as you go through a list, but here's what the genius of Marvel is. Like, who had heard of Guardians of the Galaxy before?
I know.
Yeah, and look how amazing that, especially that first film was. It's like, oh, I've never heard of these characters. I don't care. It's going to be great.
And that's where DC drops the ball, in my opinion.
Right.
Because it's like, let's put Cyborg in a movie. Here's a character most people don't know of. Oh, but we'll give him nothing to do.
Right, exactly. So, oh, Captain Marvel.
Right.
Okay. So Captain Marvel. But that's the Marvel Captain Marvel, not to be confused with Shazam Captain Marvel, which is DC's mm-hmm. character.
And Brie Larson is playing Captain Marvel. That's an interesting choice.
So it'll be.
I like that.
So that is Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. March 2019.
They're just calling her Captain Marvel.
Right.
And it's directed by Anne Boden. See, that could. See, Anna Boden is directing this. So.
It could be interesting.
Already
yeah.
they're taking. They're putting an interesting director. Ben Mendelsohn is in it. Sam Jackson's coming back as Nick Fury.
Right.
Like already. You know? They're picking. Look at Anna Boden. Is she some shortlist director? No. Mm-mm. They're finding somebody new. You know? I mean, it's like she's known for.
Half Nelson. She was the writer.
Kind of a funny story.
With Zach Galifianakis, which I have not seen.
I mean, she isn't. They don't just go, oh, only J.J. Abrams. Zack Snyder or Joss Whedon can direct this.
Right.
They didn't
exactly.
say that. They said, no, let's find this. She's the big C. I mean, like, she's directed some interesting stuff. So it's like, what an interesting choice.
And you can tell, too, when you find a director like this, you have to search. Like, this isn't the kind of.
Why would you pick, like, Where the Wild Things Are director is directed Thor. What an amazing choice. What an amazing, interesting choice to get, you know?
You mean Hunt for the
Wilder People? Hunt for
the Wilder People.
Not Spike Jones.
Not Spike Jones, yeah. Hunt for the Wilder People, yeah,
but
I'm sorry.
Spike Jones would be an interesting
Wouldn't
choice for a superhero movie.
Too?
Yeah.
But see, that's what Marvel's doing. Yeah. So they're going with Anna Boden. Great. Captain Marvel. This is a lesser-known character. This isn't Wonder Woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? But let's... And look how they're doing it, because they're like, how do we make it different? How do we make it interesting? How do we address people that have cape fatigue like Aaron?
Right.
You know, and DC is just like, well,
I guess. And how do we address, you know, fans like Brenton who like anything?
Well, we make Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
That's what we do. All right. Well, I think we've, anything else anyone wants to chime? Aaron, what are your thoughts? Anything?
So you will see it maybe on an airplane or on a streaming service. Eventually, you will see it.
Potentially, yeah. But if like Guardians 2 is on there, I'm
you're gonna go
on my
there.
Flight to Europe. I watched Guardians 2 again, and I also watched The Dark Knight Rises again.
Oh well, see, you're
over. What else was there?
Yeah,
of
you're
course.
Sticking with the favorites.
Yeah,
I watched Dark Knight Rises probably 15 times on planes.
Yeah,
because I was just like, I could watch these other movies, but why when I know.
I'm going to enjoy this
I
one
I know
again.
I'm
going to
love this, and I'm going to hear Bane, and it's going to be great.
So I think we've pretty much covered it. In fact, we went off topic a little bit. We're talking about the other movies, but they all kind of relate because, you know, everyone's trying to do these shared universes, so they all have to be compared.
Tell us your thoughts, folks. Did you like Justice League?
What did you think? I mean, and all, honestly, too, let us know, like— I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of comments like, yeah, it wasn't bad. It was okay.
You guys were too hard on it. But there's some parts I liked.
I want to hear if you absolutely loved it. Like, put on the comments if you thought it was an amazing, like, on par with, like, the Avengers movies and stuff.
I want to hear that.
If you really loved it.
I really...
But you have to put a reason why.
You have to explain yourself.
You have to explain.
I want to know who you are. I want to smoke you folks out.
Yeah. Because I will say, I went with low expectations, and I really felt like it was definitely better than the other DC movies, just not as good as Wonder Woman. And it gives me hope for the future of these films. Yeah. I think they're course correcting, which is good.
I can agree with you to a little lesser degree.
Yes, fair enough.
But I think that there's some potential there.
Yeah.
So.
All right,
that's spoiler app number 69, folks. Justice League.
Yeah, and if we go, you got to make sure the Patreon, we don't go under 1,000, then we lose the two spoiler apps.
We lose them. Don't forget, guys, if you give the $50 level, you'll get your business mentioned, like frankfullyuninformed.com, which is a podcast that watches mostly classic horror movies to figure out horror movie fandom, Frightfully Uninformed. For $50 a month, you can get an ad read like that. FrightfullyUninformed.com. We're the Comedy Film Nerds. Thank you, Aaron Rungart, on the ones and twos. My name's Graham Elwood.
And I'm Chris Mancini. And as always, remember,
Han shot first.